Hello! This week, we will answer a question about syllable dropping in American English pronunciation. I'm Herbert from Germany. Throughout my whole life speaking English, I did not realize that some vowels in words are swallowed, like in the words vegetable, family, and difference. Could you give a lecture on this topic? Thanks a lot, Herbert. Hi, Herbert. This is an interesting question. We do not swallow the vowels. That would be a little strange, but it creates a great image. So, why does it happen in English? First, let's talk about syllables and vowels. A syllable is a part of a word that contains one vowel sound. For example, cat is a one-syllable word that contains one vowel sound. And swallow, with two vowel sounds, has two syllables, swall and low. Every word in English has one stressed syllable. This is called word stress. The stressed syllable is longer, louder, and clearer than the other syllables. The stressed syllables then become shorter, softer, and less clear. Now let's look at the word family, with its three vowels of A, I, and Y. The stress is on the first syllable, fam. Over time, the vowel I relaxes so much that we drop the whole syllable and turn it into family. We say some of these words so often that we skip over the less important unstressed vowels. As you said, vegetable becomes vegetable, and difference becomes difference. Let's look at a few more examples of words that lose unstressed vowels. Business is pronounced with two syllables, business, instead of three. The I vowel sound is dropped. Evening is pronounced with two syllables instead of three. Evening, not evening. And lastly, we have Wednesday, the third day of the work week, as Wednesday, not Wednesday. You can speak fast like a native speaker of American English by dropping syllables. But remember to center more on the stressed vowel rather than the dropping of the unstressed one. In this exercise, I will pronounce all the syllables first, then drop the unstressed vowel. Family, family. Difference, difference. Vegetable, vegetable. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Faith Perlow.